Holy crap. It's a Tuesday. We're not snowed in. It's yet another edition of Mr. Murphy's Rock and Roll Power Hour. Can you believe it's been like 15 shows already? Very special show this week. I got an amazing amount of hate mail for not playing any actual Christmas music last week. Who'd have guessed Hanukkah music wouldn't have gone over so well? So I figured the only way to really celebrate Christmas is to bring in the most anti-Christmas person I know. Have him sit right here with me. Ladies and gentlemen, the Truncher.
Go to hell.
After being the victim of so much abuse in the chat room for the last couple of weeks, I figured, hey, why not bring you in the studio?
What I'm laughing is the fact that we sound horribly sick. You've got your cold, I've got my cold.
Yep.
We're professionals.
You know what I say? Oh, fuck them. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to the Mr. Murphy Rock and Roll Power Hour. I am Murphy. This is the Power Hour. You are the listeners. Gee, what a coincidence. Shocking, I know. Folks, it is, what is it, one Christmas shopping day left or some other nonsense like that? I don't even know. I've stopped buying presents altogether, by the way. Now I just donate money to people, to organizations, the name of people. But in ones that are really inappropriate, like to James L., our decaf, I donated to the KKK.
Oh, come yeah. on.
To you, I think I'm actually going to, you know, donate in your name. Yeah, I'm going to donate in your name to the United Negro College Fund.
All right.
Since I know you're so fond of college-educated Negroes.
How's that supposed to be negative? I'm like, okay, that actually sounds like a pretty good charity to donate to.
Because you're a racist.
I am not.
Shut up,
you're
folks.
Insisting.
I'm an instigator. So this is the Rock and Roll Power Hour, and this week, due to popular demand and the sheer fact that one person actually threatened to pull my testicles off if I didn't.
Nice.
We're going to play some Christmas music.
But anybody I know?
No. Not just regular, any Christmas music, though. I'm sure you'll recognize this one, Trench.
Oh, no.
Old St. Nick's got bourbon breath. It's so cold you could catch your death. A cop sold me some crystal meth. It's a merry fucking Christmas. Everything's so Christmassy. The streets are twinkling with frozen pee. My priest just sat on Santa's knee. It's a merry fucking Christmas. All the kids go to bed each night to dream what Santa brings them. Unless they're Jewish or Muslim or some other gyp religion. Crappy toys flying off the shelves. Midgets dressed up to look like elves. Spread good cheer or burn in hell. It's a merry fucking Christmas. All the kids go to bed each night to dream what Santa brings them. Unless they're Jewish or Muslim or some other gyp religion. Crackling fires to keep me warm, and my collection of Asian porn. Cradle my bells and work my horn. It's a keep on trucking, last year sucking, midget chucking, slap the puckin'. How much wood can a woodchuck check in? Merry fucking Christmas!
Ho, ho, ho!
Merry Christmas! Oh. Holy crap, how's that for loving for you? Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Rock and Roll Power Hour. This is our special Christmas edition, which I guess is a follow-up to the special Hanukkah edition. If I could find any Kwanzaa music, I had to play that instead, but couldn't find any. Trencher's over there, merrily distracted by what looks to be tranny porn. I am in charge of playing music tonight. Yeah, you going to roll over here and defend yourself? Yeah, no, you're not. Oh, that's right. You forget I'm sitting in the big boy chair tonight. As you have done to me on so many occasions, I get to cut off your mic whenever I wish. Go ahead, say something witty.
Oh, damn it. See, now you can't just... Nothing witty. Nothing. Because I'm not here on a normal night.
It's not really a shock.
Shut up.
You are the straight man of the group.
Yeah,
folks,
I am.
For those of you that don't listen, Trencher is the ringleader, so to speak, of the Spankwagon Radio.
Which is actually what I'm working on. I realized that the post for last week's show didn't go up on time. So I'm going to post it. I'm going to backdate it so it's going to show up like I actually did it on time. And everybody else is the wrong. I'm in the right.
Wow, that's a dick move if I've ever heard one.
Would you expect any less from me?
No. So tonight's music, I went out and I didn't just want to grab, you know, punk covers or stuff like that because that's been done with music. So I found an interesting couple of albums. And this is what's been titled the Very Indie Christmas. Some traditional, some non-traditional Christmas music by bands like Ron Sexsmith, Low, Death Cab for Cutie, Rise Against, some Flaming Lips, a little Coldplay in here. Hopefully you like it all. So what we're going to do right here is... Trencher, come on over to the mic.
I'm back to the mic.
Act like you're involved in the show and not here peripherally.
I am here peripherally.
Yeah,
this is a music show, not a talk show. You don't want me to start talking.
See, the only reason Trencher's really here is because after I complete the show, I have to take some bookcases over to his new apartment.
Yeah, and I got a car full of stuff to take over to my new apartment, too.
Yeah, so he's not really here to help host the show. He's only here because I'm not going home and then coming all the way back to his place. But on the plus side, after this, he is going to go with me to a friend of mine's house, set up some cameras, and then he's going to go to Walmart with me and brave the toy section.
Walmart?
Yeah,
you're gonna take me through Walmart? I hate Walmart. You know I hate Walmart. Walmart's the worst place in the world, and you're making me go to Walmart on what, the day before Christmas? This is horrible, rotten, evil, disgusting. I did not sign up for this. This is not something I want.
There we go. Look at that. I get to turn off the mic, and just to make it even worse, here's some more Christmas music for you, Trent. On the Power Hour.
Maybe this Christmas will mean something more. Maybe this year, love will appear deeper than ever before. And maybe forgiveness will ask us to call someone we love, someone we've lost, for reasons we can't quite recall. Maybe this Christmas, maybe there'll be an open door. Maybe the star that shone before will shine once more. Christmas will find us at last in heavenly peace, grateful at least for the love we've been shown in the past. Oh, maybe this Christmas, maybe this Christmas.
Lovely Christmas music here on the Mr. Murphy Rock and Roll Power Hour. The problem is there's not a whole lot of Christmas music out there that rocks.
You're assuming there's a whole lot of Jewish music that rocks?
Hey, I found a shitload of Jewish music that rocks.
Or Hanukkah music that rocks?
I found Hanukkah music that rocks. Don't be such a fucking spoil sport there, Mr. Asswipe.
Yeah, you're like, hey, all right, this is Yom Kippur, some sugar on me.
Look at that. Even better. Now I don't have to listen to you yap. Or I do, but they don't.
Yap.
You want to try again? You want to say something?
No.
All right.
My mic will get cut off, you Nazi.
Look at that. You just Goodwood yourself in like the first 15 minutes of the show.
Ah, damn it.
Congratulations, dick.
Well, you know what that means.
What, you're going to fist yourself?
Ooh, no.
I know what it means.
What?
All right, folks. So we're moving right along here. I'm going to play this one. I wanted to play this one near the middle of the show, but I'm going to play it right now. I've talked about the Nightmare Revisited album a couple of times now.
Great album. And I got to interrupt.
Of course you do.
Coolest thing ever. Yeah, of course I do. Coolest thing ever. Go to Disneyland or Disney World. Look at the Nightmare Before Christmas Haunted Mansion. You know, it took me a while to warm up to it, like four rides, one in one-hour long line. But I warmed up to it. It's really cool.
It is cool. And with the Nightmare Revisited album this year, what they did is last year they had a couple of bands do a couple of songs. This year they had a whole bunch of bands do the entire album. So I'm only going to play one cut off that whole album tonight. Maybe I'll play one more. But for right now, I'm only going to play the one. And it is Making Christmas by Rise Against. On the Power Hour.
What you listen to? You listen to Sprint Wagon Radio, baby. Hosted by Canis Hosting. Now, it starts off $1.99 a month. Even my poor black ass can afford $1.99, nigga. So sign up today, bitches! Sign up today, bitches! Cheap motherfuckers!
Why? Was that a commercial during the Mr. Murphy Rock and Roll Power Hour?
You've stooped to new lows.
Hey. I like Dan over at Canis, and I felt proud to play some of his commercials during our show.
Your show.
My show. Speaking of my
show. No, our show here. This is all you.
Well, here's the deal, folks.
I'm a guest.
Yeah, all right. Now shut up and let me do my shtick.
I am only...
Folks, you are listening to the Mr. Murphy Rock and Roll Power Hour. I am, in fact, Mr. Murphy. This is the Power Hour. Occasionally, I invite some poor stupid son of a bitch into the studio to spend a little time with me. Say hi, stupid son of a bitch.
Fuck you.
Yeah, if you do that again, I'm going to punch you in the rib.
What? No.
Yeah.
Well, you better aim.
Oh.
Ah!
Come here. Come here. For those of you who don't know, Trench and I played the circle game that you have all played in elementary and junior high.
We haven't given it up.
No. Why? Because we find new and exciting ways to make the other person look. Trench thought he was funny, though. He put the circle around his dick and thought I'd stare at it for like 3 hours. Just kept pulling it out and showing it to me. I didn't want to do anything with it. Folks, this is the Mr. Murphy Rock and Roll Power Hour live here every Tuesday on LV Rocks from 9 to 10 p.m. until Jimmy gets sick and tired of me sucking up bandwidth. Oh. Also, you can find me and Mr. Trencher here.
I'm so sorry.
Every Friday from 7 to 9 p.m. Pacific time, Spankwagon Radio.
Quick stretch, I got a cough.
Hey, everybody, listen to him die.
Shut up, you fuck. Nice. I've been fighting this death cold for like 2 weeks now.
Well, no, our friend Ken has the death cold again.
Ugh, great. He'll wind up back in the hospital.
Ugh.
Oh, boy. So anyway, the Power Hour is all about the music, and that's exactly what we're going to get back to. This week we are playing Christmas music, again, due to threats of me losing a testicle or two.
Fantastic.
Wasn't it, though? Too bad it didn't happen a couple of years ago. I'd have saved a shitload of money each month. All right, folks, moving right along here. It's a little My Chemical Romance for you. It's All I Want for Christmas.
I don't want a lot for Christmas. There is just one thing I need. I don't care about the presents underneath the Christmas tree. I just want you for my own. More than you could ever know. Make my wish come true, baby. All I want for Christmas is you.
We'll be right back.
Alrighty, ladies and gentlemen. Holy cow. This is the Mr. Murphy Rock and Roll Power Hour. I am Mr. Murphy. This is the Power Hour. Trencher's here with me tonight. Say hi, Trencher.
Hi, Trencher.
And with me on the phone, Thina, are you there?
Yeah.
Hi, everybody. Guys, this is Thina. This is my daughter. Thina, how are you, sweetie?
Good.
Now, I told your mom that I wanted to talk to you and tell you something. Did she tell you what it was?
No.
Okay. Well, you know what time of year it is. You know what's coming up in a couple days, right?
Yeah.
Well, what's coming up?
Christmas.
Christmas. And what do you look forward to most on Christmas?
Presents.
That's right, presents. Well, sweetie, I have to tell you something, and I love you dearly, but it's about time someone broke the truth. You know all those presents you get every year that are from Santa?
Yeah.
Come here, Trench. Come here, Trench. You get some great presents, right? You've gotten like a bike, and you've gotten some other stuff. You've gotten a bunch of things, right?
Yeah.
Every year you got those weren't from Santa. Those were from me and your mom.
Oh. What?
Thina?
No!
There is no Santa Claus.
What do you mean? Mom! Christmas, there's no Santa!
Thina, I'm sorry. All of those presents are from me and your mom. We do all those for you.
What do you mean?
Santa's fake, sweetie. We made him up. So all those times where all those times where you had all those letters we had you write out and the phone calls that we had you make to Santa?
No, no, no. You're a liar.
Those were going just to me.
You're a liar. You're a liar.
You remember the cookies that you left out last year? I ate them. I may be a jackass, but this is the Power Hour. That was beautiful. That was Just Like Christmas by Low here on the Mr. Murphy Rock and Roll Power Hour. You know, I didn't really plan on doing it that way, on letting my daughter know, but I felt like it had to be done. I mean, she's at that age where, you know, it's about right. It's about time for that. Trencher's over in the corner right now. I think he's terrified of what I'm going to do next. Who knows? Maybe I'll let her know that there's no such thing as Easter Bunny, Tooth Fairy, and a non-man-hating lesbian as well. So, folks, you are listening to the Mr. Murphy Rock and Roll Power Hour. I am Mr. Murphy. This is the Power Hour. Trench is over there acting like he's not peripherally involved with this show. And that's fine, dickhead. Usually when people come on the show, they interact. This is why I usually invite women on the show. You know why? Because they're impressed with what I do. Got anything to say?
Nah.
Nah, not ever. Not really.
Look, I'm on... Eep, op, orp, ah.
That means I love you. Quick, what show?
Bing Bang. I don't know.
Ah, it's from the Jetsons. Come on.
Fuck. Look, I'm just not prepared to do anything on the mic tonight.
Yeah. Tonight?
Good point.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Tell them what show they're listening to.
You're listening to Mr. Murphy's Rock and Roll Power Hour.
That was damn good.
Thank you.
I like that. You know what? You should do that again, except live on LV Rocks. Add that at the end on LVRocks.com. Make it a good sounder. Give me a good sounder here. So in 3, 2.
You're listening to Mr. Murphy's Rock and Roll Power Hour live at LV Rocks.
That sounds like a winner to me. So moving right along, you would go ahead and just fuck it up. You know, Trench, every once in a while, you do something worthwhile.
Never mind.
I do love that song. Gets us right in the Christmas spirit there, doesn't it? Folks, that was Christmas at Ground Zero by Weird Al Yankovic. Trench, you know what album that was off of?
Oh,
I can see the cover, but I can't think of the title. I really can.
Polka Party.
Thank you.
That was off Polka Party. Oh, shit.
Full you drain. Got a call.
I got, oh, boy. Here
You've
we go.
You've got a call, dude. Oh, I know what's going to happen. I just have that psychic sense tonight.
Yeah, well, since I've ducked the cell phone three times now, it can only be one person. Hi, you're on the air.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, this would be my charming wife. Hi, baby.
Oh, no, I'm not charming. You're a fucking asshole.
Baby, Trench, come up to the mic. Don't sit in the back. Look, babe.
No, I don't understand.
Look,
understand. You ruined the whole fucking year.
Is she still going to get the same presents that she was going to get anyway?
But that's not the point.
Look, sweetie, we talked about this, that it was time.
No. What gives you the right to decide when the time is?
Well, I'm her father. I mean, that's kind of my right there. We talked about this. Okay, look, we had this conversation. We decided that we were going to tell her. I just decided that rather than waiting a few days until after Christmas, I'd tell her before. And that way she's more thankful to us and not to some fictional character on a sleigh running around the entire planet in one night. Her brother didn't hear, did he?
I think you got hung up on.
Does it matter?
Well, yeah, there's a 6-year age difference between the two of them.
I don't even know what to say to you.
Well, I mean, come on. What do you?
No, you ruined Christmas.
I did not ruin Christmas.
Do you have any idea what is going on at home?
No, what's going on?
You know what? I can't even talk
sweetie,
to you right now.
Sweetie, look, again, she's going to get the same presents that she was going to get before. It's just now rather
than... That is not the point.
Well, I don't understand what the difference is. Now she's just going to be a little more thankful to us instead of just, again, some fictional fat guy. I mean, she's going to know we bought them at a store and some little midget with a green hat didn't make them with pointy shoes. I mean, it's not really any big difference. At that age, all they really care about is getting the presents, right?
That's not the point of Christmas, sweetheart.
Well, no, it's not the point of Christmas, but I mean...
No. I'm sorry, were you never a child?
I was a child, and when I found out, I was more appreciative to my parents, and I wasn't spending the next couple of days after Christmas saying how great Santa Claus was and running around writing notes to my freaking fictional friend there. Look, all I'm saying is that I felt it was time, and I thought it'd make good radio.
You didn't discuss this with me.
Well, we had discussed that. Okay,
we had discussed this in the past. We have been discussing this for the last 4 years, but I'm sorry. I thought this was a partnership with this marriage.
You know, with
having this family. No. You went ahead and you made this decision on your own. Did you talk to me about how you were going to do this tonight? No.
Okay, baby. Let me go to a song, and you and I'll talk about this off the air. Okay, hang on for me, folks. Here we go.
Snow's coming down, I'm watching it fall, watching the people around, baby please come home, the church bells in town, they're ringing a song. Christmas.
Yeah, that's right. I played a Wham cover.
You did.
I did. Folks, you are listening to the Mr. Murphy Rock and Roll Power Hour.
With Wham.
With Wham, which might be extended to several hours because apparently I've been told not to come home. Folks, yeah, so I decided to break the news to my daughter this morning, or tonight here, or live on the air, that there was no Santa Claus. And that the present she was getting was from us, followed very shortly by a phone call from my wife, very upset with this. Don't really know what to say other than, I think it made for good radio. What do you think, Trench?
I liked it. But, you know, you're right, though. You make one valid point, because first off, I hate Christmas.
Well, yeah.
And you know what? Yeah.
Wait. Hold on a sec. If you're agreeing with me and you hate Christmas, I might have very well just caused the downfall of my entire relationship.
Yeah, you might have.
Fuck.
Well, you should think about things before you actually do them. But still, you know, it's I agree. Why should some fat abstract of a religion or part pagan, part something else religion get all the credit for all the money you spend and all the joy you bring, and you don't get any credit? No, what do you get? You get nothing. You get to clean up the mess or build the device or put the batteries in. It's just a waste.
Take it out of the box. You know what I do before that, too, every Christmas Eve? I open up all the toys and I take out all the stupid little wire ties and things like that. I do that so Christmas morning they can open the box and the toy comes right out.
And they got that stuff stapled in, wire tied in. I mean, they're special tools just to open up half of the packaging.
I go through that. I go through that every Christmas Eve. Everything has batteries in it the next morning, so they open it up and play with it. And it always says, from Santa. Well, not this time, asshole. Oh, shit. I may have gotten myself into something I don't know if I can get out of.
Welcome to my world.
Yeah, I really shouldn't have taken advice from you. You're divorced.
I'm only following your lead.
Well, that was problem number two. Why would anyone follow me? It's lead me not into temptation. I can find it on my own. Thank you very much. Holy shit. Well, I guess I better play some more music. Folks, you are listening to the Mr. Murphy Rock and Roll Power Hour live every Tuesday here from 7 to 9 p.m. We're
on LV Rocks.
Thank you very much. We're quickly wrapping up the night here. I am going to play another song, actually, from that Nightmare Revisited album. This one I'm sure you've heard on the radio a couple of times. I decided that it's a very cool song. Even if I like the Marilyn Manson version of it last year better, this time it's Kidnap the Santa Claus by Korn. What are they listening to, Trench?
You're listening to Mr. Murphy's Rock and Roll Power Hour.
Love it when he does that.
A nasty trap and wait. When he comes a sniffing, we will snap the trap and close the gate.
Wait, I've got a better plan to catch this big red lobster man. Let's pop him in a pudding pot, and when he's done, we'll butter him up.
Kidnap the Santa Claus, throw him in the box. Carry him for 9 years, this ain't a big cost.
Yeah.
Chucky Boogie is sure to get his kicks.
Get up the fucking car, say what we will say. Lock him in the tank and then go away to pay. Get up the fucking car, say what we will say. Lock him in the tank and then.
God, I love that. Folks, you are listening to the Mr. Murphy Rock and Roll Power Hour live here on LVRocks.com. Every Tuesday, 7 to 9. Or no, every Tuesday, 9 to 10. Every Friday, 7 to 9. There's some East Coast math in there. Look, if you live on the East Coast, you know what time what things are in your neck of the un-so-civilized world. Ugh. Just want to remind folks, too, this week is the last official week of the Spankwagon Radio NFL game, or NFL bet.
NFL bet.
I will be doing final tabulations and posting them on the website, which gives all of us plenty of time to go and get fitted for mankinis.
Not looking forward to this. So not looking forward to this.
Yeah, especially since I think you had a really shitty week last week, too.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah. For those of you that don't know, myself, Trencher, and Big Daddy Decaf, who you've heard on this program, have a little bet going. Basically, each week we pick four games. At the end of the year, the person who had the most correct picks throughout the year, their car will be washed by the losers after the Super Bowl in bikinis. That's going to be some cold water, too.
Well, we may not have any water here at the studio to do it.
No, I think, you know what? Honestly, I think we'll have to do that back at my place since I've got that big.
At that point, it'll be my former place.
Yeah, your former place, my place. Since we've got that big area off to the side where it's all nice and fenced in and behind the big gates. Yeah, it's going to be cold as fuck, man. But you know what? That's the bet. We all made it.
That's the bet. We're all sticking to it. You know, we've all made our picks, albeit rather late some Sunday mornings.
Hey, look. And I'll admit I did not make my picks by 8 a.m.
We have been very flexible with that as long as we're not making picks that we know are, you know, the outcome.
No.
So it's like, okay, fine. We all have done it at least once, decaf three times.
I made my picks at 10:30 this last Sunday, but I only picked afternoon games. I did not pick any morning games.
Yep.
And if I had, I certainly would have picked the Titans just because I think this might have been the first week I didn't actually pick the Titans.
No, you picked the no.
No, because that game was already going.
Yep, yep.
I was already I was stumbling around in a post NyQuil haze, seeing the score on that Titans game.
Not just NyQuil. NyQuil D.
NyQuil D, the good stuff. The nighttime sniffling, sneezing, knock your ass out, put you in a coma medicine. On the side of the bottle it says may cause drowsiness. What it should say is don't make any fucking plans.
Thank you. What comedian?
Dennis Leary.
There you go.
My teeth are green. I'm high as a kite. Merry fucking Christmas. All right. So speaking of Merry Christmas, we only have a few more minutes here to play some more music. I got to do this. I'm sorry. Hi, my name's Murphy, and I'm a Coldplay fan.
This is take four of Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas, just for K-Rock Los Angeles. Ready? Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on, our troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay. From now on, our troubles will be far away. And here we are, as in olden days, happy golden days. of yore, and faithful friends who are dear to us gathered near to us once more.
Wonderfully down-tempo.
Wasn't it, though? It was absolutely perfect. Folks, you are listening to the Mr. Murphy Rock and Roll Power Hour, or as I like to call it now, the show that destroys childhood dreams.
God, I don't know. How old were you when you found out Santa wasn't real? How old were
you? Probably about 7.
Yeah, I think it was I think it was about the same for me.
See, my wife's done a good job on protecting our daughter for a couple of years about this. She is a shelter child, but, you know, I always have this feeling that she kind of knows, but she keeps the facade up so she gets more presents.
Okay.
So, you know, and with this year, with things being the way they are, Christmas isn't going to be as big as it's been in years past. But, you know, plus I just think it's time for her. You know, she's in, you know, a senior in college. It's about, no, I'm kidding. It's nowhere near that. No. But it is time. It is time. So we got time for one last song here, Trench.
All right.
This is Christmas is going to the Dogs by the Eels on the Power Hour.
Get off your sled and go to bed. Don't you ever tire. Throw a bone, I'm finally home. Curled up by the fire. Snow is falling from the sky like ashes from an urn. Sweet dreams, my little one. Now it's my turn. Well, Christmas is going to the Dogs. We'd rather have two toys than your rods. And things aren't looking very good, it's true. So I'll just lay here and chew. Snow jumping right into my jaws from the rabbit hole. Take one home, set him down right next to your shoes. Wake up to a big surprise, my gift to you. And Christmas is going to the Dogs. We'd rather have two toys than you. Things aren't looking very
wax on you. You'll lose your hair, your teeth. Your knife will fall out of its sheath. But you still don't like to leave before the end of the movie.
Well, folks, that's it. That's about it for the Mr. Murphy Rock and Roll Power Hour. This has been the Christmas edition. Joining me tonight, Trencher.
And I had fun. Thanks for letting me crash your party.
Yeah. Ooh, we kidding. I'm using you as a human shield when I get home.
Fuck.
I just want to say a big thanks to the guys at Fox FM and the guys here at LV Rocks who let me play around on the air every couple of weeks or so. I don't know. This show is made possible thanks to the letter Q, the number 7. And you. That's right. If you've got something you want to hear, don't feel like you can't get a hold of me. You can always email me, murphy@spankwagon.net. There's also a shitload of other email addresses.
Raff@spankwagon.net.
Look, get on the forums. You know, there are show ideas. Let me know what you want to hear. Because, I mean, honestly, this show's nothing if I'm not playing it for you. Because then it's just for me and the one other person who's listening live. How depressing.
Yeah, it's because I'm here tonight.
Yeah, I know. That just kind of makes me cry a little bit. So, folks, it's been great. Have happy holidays, all that nonsense. And pray for me because I do believe my wife is going to kill me.